And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have four Sitka High jazz band musicians, student ambassadors for the upcoming Sitka Jazz Festival. Welcome to Morning Edition. I'm going to have you all introduce yourselves, starting with Elias on my left. Go for it.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Elias Erickson. I'm a junior at Sitka High School.
And what's your what do you perform on?
I play the drums in Sitka Jazz Band, the Sitka High Jazz Band.
All righty.
And I'm Tiffany Elefante, and I'm a freshman.
And what's your instrument?
I play the bass in the jazz band.
All right.
And my name's Avery Veron, and I am a sophomore, and I play the drums, and I also sing in the vocal jazz.
Okay.
My name is Erica Seehafer. I'm a senior, and I play the baritone saxophone in the jazz band.
So how many of you have been involved in Jazz Fest before?
All of us.
you've all been involved.
We all go way back.
Yeah. Right. And so are you really enthusiastic jazz band participants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it that you enjoy about Jazz Fest? Why do you keep doing this every year?
I keep doing it every year because it's really cool to have all these professional musicians come to town and work with us, and we can learn a lot from them and see what they do.
I see other people shaking, nodding their heads.
Mm-hmm. And we get out of school.
So. That's it.
So thinking back over the years with Jazz Fest, what are have been some memorable moments for you?
Well, we all first started going to Jazz Fest in middle school. Yeah. So as early as 6th and 7th grade. Yeah. So I remember some of my earliest memories were as a 7th grader working with some of the really good drummers that will come to town. And just like the amount of time they're willing to invest in you, a middle schooler, really speaks volumes to these professionals' characters and that sort of thing. So that's one thing that really stuck with me.
Yeah, and not just watching them in concerts, but actually being able to meet with them and get their feedback on what they do with their instrument, and it'll help you get better with yours.
How do you think these experiences have influenced you in terms of your relationship with your instrument or how you think of yourself as a musician?
It's definitely given me confidence in what I do and playing the saxophone. It takes a lot of courage to get up on stage and perform in front of a lot of people, and just watching other people do it with confidence is really amazing.
So let's talk about how music students are involved in Sitka Jazz Fest, what music students are coming to town, and the rundown of performances and clinics that will be open to you.
Most of the groups here are arriving from out of town tomorrow. And then there's a whole bunch of different things that are sort of going on that the students can be involved in. Most of the groups that come in from town, most of the student groups are performing in the Friday late afternoon concert. So they're going to put on a big concert, the student concert. And then in addition to the concert, there's tons of clinics and activities that the students can attend that are put on by the professionals. Different clinics, you know, varying from, you know, piano to drums to, you know, soloing clinics, things such as that. And then also each band gets a chance to have an hour with the professional where the professional will come in and they'll rehearse with them and they'll go through all their songs and they'll help them out.
Mm-hmm. What student musicians are coming into town? What schools?
Juno Douglas.
Yeah.
And also Thunder Mountain from Juno.
Okay.
And Ketchikan High School is coming.
Okay, so all these high school jazz band artists are going to be in town. Where are they all staying?
With us.
They stay with us in our houses or on the Sitka Fine Arts Camp campus. I think there's at least one group that's staying there.
So is this another fun aspect for you?
Definitely. Fest? Yeah, you get to, whoever you're housed with, you get to stay with them and even get to know them better than when you're just playing with them or just getting to know them better.
It sounds like it really helps support this community of jazz, high school jazz musicians.
Yeah, I agree.
So what are you each really looking forward to this year?
I'm really looking forward to being in the All-Esca Jazz Band. It's a group where you audition to get into, and they pick people from all over the state of Alaska, and they create this like honor group of musicians that we form a jazz band, and we rehearse with each other for 2 days, and then we perform on Saturday night, and we get to work with John DeVersa. He's a trumpet player, and he's going to be our director, and it's super cool to work with other people.
All right. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
What else? Who else would like to speak? What are you really looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to listening to B. John Watson again. He was really awesome last year.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to our performance. It kind of makes every 7 a.m. morning worth it. kind of.
How long have you been practicing for this? Rehearsing?
Since school started, probably.
Yeah.
How often a week?
We meet 4 times a week from 7 to 7:50, Monday through Thursday.
Oh, you must be really dedicated then.
Yeah.
So what are some of the tunes you'll be playing?
Scrapple from the Apple,
That's one of my
Hay
favorites.
Burner by Count Basie, and
Caravan.
Caravan and Wilcox. Willow Weep for me.
Oh, I love that one too. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a really great rundown.
Yeah.
And which musicians, professional musicians, are you really looking forward to hanging out with?
Mimi Fox is coming, and Ed Littlefield, he's
really
we've known
fun.
Him for a long time, and he's always just a fun person to be with. Yeah.
So Mimi and Ed, who else?
Our jazz band is playing with Bob Reynolds. He's a tenor saxophonist, and it's going to be pretty cool to play with him.
Yeah, he's soloing in Caravan. It's going to be really sweet.
Yeah.
And Mimi Fox is a guitarist from the Bay Area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fast Fingers Mimi.
Well, let's do a rundown of the events that are happening. It kicks off, I think, tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. You have the list there?
Yeah. So tomorrow night there's a performance by the Thelonious Monk Institute Band at Odessa. I believe it's like at 7:30 or something like that. It's right after we have like our first big meeting of the festival. Everybody gets together and then we're going to listen to them play. And then Friday at noon, there's a Brown Bag lunch. It's free, open to the public. Bring food and listen to some great music.
The Brown Bag lunches are so much fun.
Yeah, they're
seriously the best.
They're the best.
And then there's the student concert is at 4 p.m. And then there's the professional concert at 7 p.m. And our band, the Sika High Jazz Band, is playing in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, there's clinics all day. They go from like 9 a.m. to 3.
Yeah.
And then the Saturday night concert is at 7 p.m.
Okay, so full lineup. You're planning on attending everything?
Yeah.
And how has this influenced your plans for after high school as a musician? How are you planning on integrating your craft into your life?
Since I'm a senior, I've obviously been planning out what I'm going to do next year. And I plan to continue to play music, and whether it's in a jazz band or doing pep band or something at the school I go to, I plan to continue to do it.
How about everybody else? Are you going to study music or integrate it in a different way?
I've been thinking about going into music education, so having this point where there's professionals teaching us how to do more stuff with our instruments, it's really nice to see how they do it, and then maybe I could do it in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, since I'm a freshman, I continue. I plan to continue. I plan to keep participating in our musical activities in the school.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, you know, this is going to sound really cheesy, but bear with me. It's like, in order to grow as a musician, you constantly need inspiration. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, for real. Like, you constantly have to, like, recharge your inspiration with some way or another. And the Jazz Festival, for me, is, like, one thing that completely, like, recharges me and, like, completely, like, lights the fire again for, like, for when it comes to, like, music and jazz and stuff. So that's probably how it affects me.
Well, I am sure that you all have lit the fires of folks who are listening, and probably lots of people are now planning on attending Jazz Fest, and that is, it kicks off tomorrow evening, and there's a full schedule of events at SitkaJazzFestival.com. Any parting thoughts before we leave?
You should come because it's really cool.
All right. And on that, thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
We've been listening to student musicians with the Sitka High Jazz Band talking all about Sitka Jazz Fest, which is coming up this week.